By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I hope everyone is okay MashaAllah Azza wa Jal You are watching our program Rise and Shine We have a very important topic that we need to be discussing today and also the usual Alhamdulillah we start off our program with the recitation of the glorious Quran And we've got the daily hadith, the daily reminder. If this is the first time you've joined us, then welcome to our program. Yes, welcome to our program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this program is designed to make us shine and make us rise early in the morning. Let's start the program. And we'll talk about this later. Let's start our program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be reading Surah Ibrahim, verse number 44 to verse number 52. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل
اور لوگوں کو اس دن سے ڈراؤ جب ان پر عذاب آئے گا تو ظالم کہیں گے اے ہمارے رب تھوڑی دیر ہمیں مہلت دے کہ ہم تیرا بلانا مانیں اور رسولوں کی غلامی کریں
اولم تکونوا اقسمتم من قبل ما لكم
تو کیا تم پہلے قسم نہ کھا چکے تھے کہ ہمیں دنیا سے کہیں ہٹ کر جانا نہیں
وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينُ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ
اور تم ان کے گھروں میں بسے جنہوں نے اپنا برا کیا تھا اور تم پر خوب کھل گیا ہم نے ان کے ساتھ کیسا کیا اور ہم نے تمہیں مثالیں دے دے کر بتایا
وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِندَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِن كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ
اور بے شک وہ اپنا سا داؤں یعنی فریب چلے اور ان کا داؤں اللہ کے قابو میں ہے اور ان کا داؤں کچھ ایسا نہ تھا کہ جس سے یہ پہاڑ ٹل جائیں
فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انتِقَامٍ
تو ہرگز خیال نہ کرنا کہ اللہ اپنے رسولوں سے وعدہ خلاف کرے گا بے شک اللہ غالب ہے بدلہ لینے والا
یوم تبدل الارض غیر الارض والسماوات وبرزوا للہ الواحد القہار
جس دن بدل دی جائے گی زمین اس زمین کے سوا اور آسمان اور لوگ سب نکل کھڑے ہوں گے ایک اللہ کے سامنے جو سب پر غالب ہے۔
وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ،
اور اس دن تم مجرموں کو دیکھو گے کہ بیڑیوں میں ایک دوسرے سے جڑے ہوں گے۔
سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ،
ان کے کرتے رال کے ہوں گے اور ان کے چہرے آگ ڈھانپ لے گی۔
لِيَجْزِ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ،
اس لیے کہ اللہ ہر جان کو اس کی کمائی کا بدلہ دے، بے شک اللہ کو حساب کرتے کچھ دیر نہیں لگتی۔
هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا انما هو اله واحد وليعلموا انما هو اله واحد وليذكر اولو الالباب،
یہ لوگوں کو حکم پہنچانا ہے اور اس لیے کہ وہ اس سے ڈرائے جائیں اور اس لیے کہ وہ جان لیں کہ وہ ایک ہی معبود ہے اور اس لیے کہ عقل والے نصیحت مانیں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we were listening to Surah Ibrahim, some of the beautiful verses of Surah Ibrahim. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, his name has been mentioned many, many places inside the glorious Quran. And you know, our deen is Deen Ibrahimi. And all the other monotheism religions are according to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He is the father of the prophets, as you would say. Because many, many prophets came into the lineage of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then one prophet that came after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the son Ismail alayhi salam, was our beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And who was the seal of all prophethood. No other prophet will come after him. And alhamdulillah, our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, Imamul Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Alhamdulillah, he is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin. He is the last prophet. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's many stories are mentioned in the glorious Quran. Now, if we read the Quran or we listen to the translation, the whole Quran, this what you are listening, you can listen to the app. You know, alhamdulillah, if you download Siratul Jinan, it has been updated with the English translation of the Quran as well, Siratul Jinan. So if you download Siratul Jinan, you can inshallah azza wa jalla listen to the Quran itself. You can read, you can listen, you can also listen to the tafsir, the commentary of the Quran. Now those people who have love for the Quran, they will read the Quran every day. Many people will, you know, read the Quran once a week. But we should be reading the Quran not once a week, we should be reading the Quran every single day. And inshallah, once we start to read the Quran every day, inshallah, you will see the benefit. You know, sometimes people say, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I've got this issue. One I try to solve, the other one comes up. I solve the other one comes up. So what happens is all these issues that are coming up, yeah, the only solution or the most important solution is that we get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal in ibadat and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal by reading the Quran. Can you imagine when you are sat down, alhamdulillah, you are now reading the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, you are talking to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are reading the kalam of Allah. And that is such a beautiful thing that we could do. Alhamdulillah. Now, Siratul Jinan, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, it's a very important book for us to have our home. If you do need Siratul Jinan, You can contact our maktabatulmadina.net and inshallah Azawajal, they can deliver that free of charge to your door as well. You can buy it online. Or if you want to sponsor Siratul Jinan, Quran-e-Pak for any of the scholars, you can sponsor them as well. Alhamdulillah. I mean, you know, for example, if you go one hour home or you think, you know, if I give this as a sponsor, many people that will read the Quran, there are many scholars, I'll be honest with you, that people, they can't afford to read Siratul Jinan. And it's the whole 10 volumes of Siratul Jinan written by Mufti Qasim Sahib Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. And I'm telling you, it's a masterpiece. It's something that we should be having in our own homes. Bahar-e Shariat and Siratul Jinan, two very important, you know, volumes of books that we should be having in our homes as well. And like Amir Ahle Sunnat says, make your house a mini library. Ghar mein library banaye na. You know, get a few books, and when you get these books, try to open them up even for a few minutes. I know you might be thinking, well, I don't read books, what's the point of me having a library? I can download them free of charge, you know, free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. Of course you can. Dawat Islami is not here to make money out of you. Dawat Islami is here to promote the work of Deen. And inshallah, Azzawajal, that's how we can promote the work of Deen, by reading these. You know, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he has written many, many books. How many books have we read of Amir Ahle Sunnat? Every day, make it your habit, is part of our nek amal, that we should at least spend 12 minutes in reading any Sunni alim kitab. And Maktabatul Madina has printed many, many ulama-i kiram's books, alhamdulillah, and in easy language. And you also got an index, you also got a place where you can make notes as well. And I'll be honest with you, you know, sometimes people say, oh, yara, I'm busy, I'm very busy, I don't get time, I don't get this. Yeah, we've got time for everything. That time that we're spending on social media, if we spend half of that time reading the books of Islam, alhamdulillah, we benefit. And then you'll see inside yourself, you'll have that spiritual change inside you. Do we not want a spiritual change? Do we not want our problems to be removed? Of course we can, of course we do. The way forward is that we spend time for our deen as well. Even Islamic sisters who are watching this, yeah, Kar Islami Behna bhi tak nahi ho sana channel. Kitaba ki no, pick up the books, chao kitaba padho udon ki. Yeah, we spend loads of time, I'm sorry to say this, but we will spend time on social media, and that time is wasting. That is time wasting. So try to please cut down on social media, get a book, open it up, read. Try to make notes down, highlight some of the things that you need to remember. That's how you are going to gain knowledge as well. Every day, alhamdulillah, we have the daily kalam as well. So let's listen to our today's daily kalam, and then inshallah, we'll go over to our topic of the day, inshallah. So let's listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
मिलज पाला लड़ लगिया मेरे तू गम परे रहने मेरी आशा उम्मीद दे सदा बूटे रहने रहने मिलज पाला लड़ लगिया मेरे तू गम परे रहने आसा उम्मीद दे सदा बूटे रहने रहने
ख्याल यार विच मैं मस्त रहदा दिन राती ख्याल यार विच मैं मस्त रहदा दिन राती मेरे दिल विच सजन बसदा मेरे दिल विच सजन बसदा मेरे दीदे थरे रहंदे
मिलज पाला दे लड़ लगिया मेरे तू गम परे रहंदे मेरी आसा उम्मीद दे सदा बूटे रहने रहंदे
कदे वी लोड़ नहीं पैंदी मैं نہیں پدی مینو در درد جاوڑ دی میں لج پالا دمگتا ہاں میں لج پالا دمگتا ہاں میرے پلے پر رہندے
میں لج پالا دل لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پر رہندے میری آسا امید دے صدا بوٹے غنے رہندے
دعا منگیا کرو سنگیوں کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے دعا منگیا کرو سنگیوں کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے چنا دے پیر رس جا دے چنا دے پیر رس جا دے او جوں دے وی مرے رہندے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آسا امید دے صدا بوٹے غنے رہندے
نیازی میں غم کا دا میری نسبت الاسانی آجی میں غم کا دا میری نسبت الاسانی کسے دے رین جو بڑھ کے کسے دے رین جو بڑھ کے قسم رب بھی کھرے رہ دے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہ دے میری آسا امید دے صدا بوٹے غنے رہ دے میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آسا امید دے صدا بوٹے غنے رہندے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل الحمدللہ very beautiful کلام الحمدللہ whenever we have the opportunity try to read the kalam e pak as well and try to recite the quran e pak try to read the kalam and because of this rise and shine program this is a beautiful alhamdulillah as well thing that we learn from rise and shine is that we get this opportunity as well and mashallah azza wa jalla you know we've started our program with the beautiful tilawat of the quran and also alhamdulillah azza wa jalla with the beautiful kalam e pak as well now today the topic that we have is the rights and respects of the masjid the adab of the masjid so I'm going to tell you a very beautiful story ala hazrat imam ali sunnat rahmatullahi taala alayhi the mashallah the great saint of bareilly sharif the mujaddid of our time alhamdulillah azza wa jal and the great scholar of the subcontinent mashallah ala hazrat has written more than 1500 books and also mastered more than 56 different sciences in Islam and other subjects as well one year in the month of Ramadan ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh he was doing i'tikaf in the masjid in bareilly sharif very very cold night and it was time after maghrib salah when everyone came and offered their salah and they all went back home ala hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayh because he was doing i'tikaf what he did was during that i'tikaf ala hazrat rahmatullah alayh he wanted to perform wudu now it was a very very cold night and because he needed to do perform wuzu now he couldn't go outside the masjid because in them olden days you know the wuzu area probably would have been outside and it was very very cold so he couldn't go outside in the cold and he had a little kambal with him a little odni with him that he was covering himself to keep out of the cold so now what does he do It's time for Isha Salah and he needs to do wuzu. It's cold outside. And if he does wuzu inside the masjid, then that is against the adab, the manners and the etiquettes of the masjid. So what does he do? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, what he does is a beautiful lesson to all of the Muslims that are come to come. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he folds his orni, his kambal, he folds that and he puts it onto the floor and he sits inside the masjid and he performs wuzu. Not even one drop of water fell onto the masjid, but he fell onto his orni, his kambal, that which absorbed the water. And then he used that kambal to sleep at night as well. So you can imagine how cold it was. But Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, a great Ashik Rasul and a great scholar he was, alhamdulillah, taught us about the manners and the adab of the masjid as well. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions inside the glorious Quran, وَأَعْهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِرَ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. اور ہم نے تاکید فرمائی ابراہیم و اسماعیل کو کہ میرا گھر خوب ستھرا کرو. And we said to Ibrahim علیہ السلام, the مفہوم is that اسماعیل, that keep my house clean. طواف والوں اور اعتکاف والوں اور رکوع و سجود والوں کے لیے, یعنی for those people who do طواف of the Kaaba, who do رکوع and سجود, and for those who will do اعتکاف. So this is a direct command, you know, to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran as well. Now this is a direct command to us as well, because we are also supposed to be keeping our masjids clean as well. And it's very important that we clean our masajids, we make sure that we don't, you know, do anything wrong. We make sure that we clean the masajids. There's no badbu, no foul smell inside the masjid. And we need to have that respect. Nowadays what happens, people, they have a smoke, they go inside the masjid and they stood in the masjid and all that, you know, bad smell of smoking will go into the masjid. People, you can smell someone when they're standing next to you, or maybe they've eaten raw garlic or raw onion or things like that, muli waghera. And now these things, to eat them raw and to go to the masjid is haram, because they will have smell. And then people will eat samosas and pakode, janab, all that kind of stuff, and they'll be stood in the masjid and they'll be burping away, and all that, yeah, bad smell will go into the masjid. And we need to make sure that we clean them as well. So we should keep our masjids fragrant. That is a very beautiful risala by Amir al-Sunnah, keep the masjids fragrant. Yeah, I want you to read that booklet, and then you can also imagine how important it is that we keep our masjids fragrant. We keep them, alhamdulillah, away from such people that will, ma'azallah, do bad things or other, you know, similar things as well. So it's very important that we look at these things and we consider these things important as well. Masjids are made for the tilawat of the Quran. Masajids are made so that we can read the Quran, so that we can, you know, try to go there and worship Allah Azza wa Jal in a seclusion, and in also, alhamdulillah, other things as well. So it's very, very important. And in one place it says, masjidain banao aur unme se gard o ghubar nikal diya karo. Build the masjid and take out the rubbish of the masjid. Jo Allah ki rida ke liye masjid banayega, the one who makes a masjid for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will make a palace for him, a house for him in paradise. One person, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kya masjidain guzargahon par banayi jayein? Should we make the masjids on the places where people will walk? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Haan, aur inme se gard o ghubar saaf karna hoor-e-ayn ka mahar hai." And to keep the masjid clean is the haq mahar of the hoors, jannati maidens. So alhamdulillah, so number one is that we've learnt we should build masjids for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever builds a masjid, alhamdulillah, will get a house in paradise. Now the scholars have commented on this as well, that not everyone can afford to build a masjid. Now everyone can afford to build a masjid. So what do? So the ulama ikram, they say that even if anyone gives their charity, their donation towards a masjid, that will also be part of that building a masjid as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubayd bin Marzuq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that a woman, she used to keep the masjid fragrant. When she passed away, farmaya ye wahi hai, she is a woman who used to clean the masjid. Sahaba ikram alayhimu ridwan ne arz ki, ji haan, to aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne logon ko uski qabr par saf banane ka hukum diya, and then he offered the janaza himself as well. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly was now talking to the woman inside the grave, and he says, "Tu ne kaun sa kaam sabse afzal paya? Which is the best work that you had?" Or you saw. And the Sahaba ikram alayhi mudwan, they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can she hear you?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "She can hear better than you. Tum isse zyada sunne wale nahi ho. You cannot hear better than her. Yani even though she's inside the ground, she can hear me as well." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a woman replied back to me and said, "O Prophet of Allah, cleaning the masjid is the best amal that I have seen." Yeah. So other amal in that, cleaning the masjid is one of the best amal that we could do. Nowadays, you know, people, ma'azallah, they'll be sat in the masjid and they'll just put their hand in the pocket and they'll find a little piece of paper, they'll just throw it. They'll be in the masjid, there's some dangling, taga in the lamkran, see, all they'll do is they'll just break it off and they'll just throw it in the masjid. Yeah, paper, you know, cotton, all this kind of stuff, they're all in the masjid. Halanki, we should be cleaning our masajid. We should make sure that we clean them. Amir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, he keeps a little plastic bag with him. A little plastic bag, and when he does go to the masjid, that's what he used to do. He used to pick up the litter and put it into that plastic bag. So he doesn't have to go outside again and again. So that's exactly what we need to do. Sometimes you go to the masjid, there's a little bit of piece of paper, pick that up, put it into that bag. If there's any hairs, pick that up, put it into the bag. Try to keep the masjid clean. It's not the committee of the masjid's duty to clean the masjid. Yeah, it's part of that duty because they are the ones who are in charge of all of this. But we could be part of that as well. Yeah, be part of that. Go to the masjid, spend your time, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, be part of that as well. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, those people who love to clean the masajid, and mashallah, many places that I've been to, you know, there's a group of lads, mashallah, young lads, and they'll be getting the hoovers and they'll be hoovering the masjid. Some will be cleaning the wuzu area, some will be even cleaning the toilets as well. They might not clean their toilets at home, but they do clean the toilets of the masjid. Yeah, they'll keep the wuzu area clean. And that's what a sign of a good Muslim is. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki hayate zahiri ke dor mein, auratein masjid mein baad jamaat namaz ada karti thi. You know, the women, they used to come and offer their salah in the masjid as well. Phir taghayyur zaman, yani when times changed, the women were stopped from coming towards the masjid. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stopped women from coming to the masjid. The women, they went to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu to complain that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stopped us from coming to the masjid. Farmaya, agar zamanai aktas mein bhi halat bigad wali hoti, the Prophet, yani if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here, or even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way things are, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also not give permission to the women to come to the masjid. And we need to understand that we need to make sure that all these masajids that alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, that we use our local masjid or any masjid that we go to, we make sure that we clean. Alhamdulillah, Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami, when they go, one of the important duties of the kafila is that we need to keep the masjid clean. Especially when the Madani kafila comes back, the brothers will get together, they'll hoover the masjid, they'll polish the masjid, alhamdulillah. And we're not doing that because we came on the Madani kafila, we're just cleaning on the way. No, we do it for the sake of ibadat. And in the same way, we need to understand that, you know, alhamdulillah, in this waqia, in this incident, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he can stop anyone. He can grant someone the permission to come to the masjid, and he can stop anyone as well. In the same way, we need to understand that, you know, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he was the most cleanest person that you can ever meet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed body was so pure, so clean. His clothes, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching us, this is how we need to be treating our clothes as well. But mashallah, Azawajal, we have our daily reminder. So let's go towards our daily reminder and we'll come back and we'll talk again, inshallah. And our topic for today is, you can see down the screen, manners of masjid. So let's go towards the daily reminder and we'll come back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once saw that someone had spread out flame on the floor of Masjidun Nabawi in the direction of Qibla. Upon this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed his displeasure. Noticing his displeasure, an Ansari Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha stood up, scratched the flame away, cleaned that place and applied fragrance over there. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said in a happy tone, Ma ahsana hada. That is, what an excellent thing this woman has done. Subhanallah. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, every Friday, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spread fragrance of incense in Masjidun Nabawi. Similarly, the mother of the believer Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has reported, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered that masajid be built in neighborhoods and that they be kept clean and fragrant. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a beautiful daily reminder. I was just looking through the program, and yes, we do have a question for today as well. We will take the question now so that at least you'll get enough time and we can repeat the question again so we can get a lot more input into this as well. So the question for today, are you ready for it? The question for today is, when someone from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam suffered from a fever, what food did he use to prescribe? So when someone from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered from a fever, what food did they prescribe? And is it number one, sattu? Number one, lassi and dates? Number three, talbina? Or number four, Armenian cucumber and date? So that is the question for today. These are the four choices. So please, if you know what the answer is, and it's an interesting one, and I'll be honest with you, mashallah, it's an important question for us, and indirectly, inshallah, Azawajal, we'll learn that when you do get a fever, what you should be taking for cure as well. Now, regarding the masjid, because that is our topic for today, manners of the masjid. There's a very beautiful hadith part quoted in Majma'u Zawaid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Man alif al masjid, alifahu Allahu." Jo masjid se muhabbat karta hai, the one who loves the masjid, Allah Ta'ala makes him as his mahbub. Yani he becomes beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, masjid ki safai karne wale aur isme reh kar Allah ki ibadat aur riyazat karne wale bade hi khush naseeb hain. So those people who stay in the masjid, who spend their time in the masjid, are very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Ma'kal farmate hain, humse bayan kiya jata tha, yani they were told, he said that he was told, al masjidu hisnun haseenun min ash-shaytan. Yani masjid se شیطان سے بچنے کے لیے ایک مضبوط قلعہ ہے. You know, the masjids were a fort to keep away from the shaitan. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. And you know, we need to start to, you know, think to ourselves, how much time do we spend inside the masjid? You know, today, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, when we spend time in the masjid, you know, I saw this young lad in the masjid the other day, and he was sat and he was reading the Quran, and mashallah azza wa jal, I was really happy to see him, and he goes, I find so much sukoon in the masjid when I read the Quran as well. And today, now as astaghfirullah, very rare do people come to the masjid, and that's why I was really, really happy. I wasn't shocked, because end of the day, a Muslim will spend time in the masjid, but it was something that was new for me, where not many people do that. They will go to the masjid and ma'azallah, they'll chit-chat, ba'terrace, and astaghfirullah, now's the time. People, they'll even sit in the masjid and they'll watch live football, the live cricket, or ma'azallah, any other live programs or any other videos, and you know, social media, they'll be going through their videos. All these things are not allowed in the masjid. And can you imagine? You know, we need to save our masajids from these kind of things. You know, above all the masajids, Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, you know, Masjid-ul-Haram, people will even go there and they'll be watching videos. They'll be watching social media. They'll be watching, you know, cricket. They'll be watching football. And why? Because it's their favorite team that's playing. Astaghfirullah. Our masajids were not built so that we go and play football in them. We watch football. We watch cricket inside them. Yeah, these masajids are made for worship. You will not be able to fulfill the manners and the etiquettes of the masjid. You will not be able to fulfill the manners and the etiquettes of the masjid. And today we see that today, you know, people do not have that adab, that manners and that etiquette of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, that those people who had the fear of Allah and who were preparing for their next life, they would spend their time in the masjid as well. And in this very short life, these people used to prepare for their hereafter as well. And ibadat karne walon ki kasrat ke sabab, people used to be selling things outside the masjid. That's how many people, people used to set up stalls outside the masjid. Yeah, that's how many people would spend time in the masjid. They would come out, buy something, go inside. And that's nowadays hardly, you know, you even if you do set up a stall, people just come in, whiz out, and that's it, they've gone. Probably we're the last ones in the masjid and we're first ones out. That is really, really sad to see and sad to hear that as well. You know, when you at Jummah time, dekh lena aaj misal, at Jummah time, how busy is our masjid at Jummah time? But when is it really busy? The people, they will come in the last 5 minutes or the last 2 minutes. Some even will come when the azan for khutbah, the khutbah is taking place. Or some people will run upstairs, you know, they'll be ragging in the whole masjid, will hear their footsteps, and they're running towards the masjid, and the imam is inside the ruku, and they miss their rakat as well. That's how much love we have for ibadat today. Yeah, we don't have targets. We have targets set here that no matter what happens, my opening time is 5 till 9. These people didn't work, you know, and okay, nowadays we might be thinking times changed as well. Theek hai, at least have it to the opening time, but then after that, what do you do? When you close your shop, when you close your business, what do we do then? You know, we'll probably go back home, you know, go to sleep, watch telly, go and spend time in the masjid. Khuda ne bande jaya karo, masjid mein bayan karo. Just sit in the masjid. Just sit there, read the Quran. When you go for salah, go 5-10 minutes early. We go right in the last minutes. We go right in the last minutes. We offer our salah and we're always out first. Go spend time, open the Quran, read your 2 nawafil tahiyatul masjid, perform wudu if you haven't, read nawafil tahiyatul wudu, and get the blessings. You know, these things are very important. There's a very beautiful thing someone said, walk into the masjid before you get carried to the masjid. Eh? Kitni pyari baat hai, yakeen maniye. Walk into the masjid now, because one day you're going to be carried to the masjid. جب جنازہ ہوگا اٹھا کر لوگ لے جائیں گے غسل دینے کے لیے. ناؤ از دا ٹائم, ہو جائیں مولا مسجدیں آباد سب کی سب, سب کو نمازی دے بنا یا رب. And even if you look at it today as well, you know, our masajids, they're empty. You go for Fajr Salah, how many people will you read? Will you see offering their Fajr Salah? Not many, just a handful of people. Where the rest of them tucked away in their beds at home, you know, sleeping. Someone won't even offer their Salah. Even though Fajr time finishes at 8 o'clock, they'll wake up at 9, 10 o'clock. Yeah, on a Saturday, maybe on a weekday they don't, because they have to go to work. So work is a priority for us. Work is a priority. I need to go to work. And because I go to work, I'll offer my Fajr Salah. But the day I am off from work, I lay in. Chalo ji, sutte reho, lamme pe reho, koni khair hai, aaj chutti hai. Bhai, namaz Fajr nahi padni. Are you not going to offer your Fajr Salah? Of course you are. So why are we not waking up at that time? So that proves to us, the only reason why we offer our Fajr time, Fajr prayer, is because I've got to go to work, I've got to wake up early, so might as well read my namaz. It's not that I've got to wake up for namaz, and then I'll get ready for work. No, come here, I've got to get ready for work, but then, okay, I'll read my namaz before I go. So that intention of your salah was secondary. You know, our masjid's empty. 3, 4, 5 people in a masjid that is inside a community. There are many, many dozens of homes around the masjid. Only 3 or 4. Wo bhi bichare babe. You know, our elders, they come to the masjid. It's snowing, it's raining. You know, they'll have a walking stick. I saw a buzurg the other day having a walking stick and he came to the masjid. And our youngsters pumping away iron in the, you know, gyms, can't even wake up and come for Fajr Salah. So why are you pumping up all the iron for? It's not for the deen, it's for to show other people. You know, there'll be so many typical people, they'll be wearing a t-shirt just to show their muscles and they'll be walking in the streets in December and January. You know, then you think, bichare na koi nut te laa gaya. Yeah, but why they have to? Because they want people to look at their muscles, their body. Now I've got a six-pack. You know, if you are not acting upon the deen and you are punished inside the grave, where is the six-pack going to go? So, dekhe pyare Islam bhaiyo, we need to understand this as well. And then, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, جب تم کسی مسجد میں کثرت سے آمد و رفت رکھنے والے کو دیکھو تو اس کے ایمان کی گواہی دو. When you see someone going and coming back from the masjid, be a witness of his iman. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The masjids of Allah will be abad by those people, those who believe in Allah and in the last day. Yeah, these masjids, yeah, people, only those people will go to the masjid who believe in Allah in the last day. You might be thinking, I believe in Allah. Yeah, how do we believe in Allah? Why do we not go to the masjid then? Why do we not perform our salah? You know, why is it that we always think about work, work and work? We can do overtime at work. Overtime masjid in kita hai. Have we ever done overtime in the masjid? There's classes taking place in the masjid to teach you the Quran. How many times did we go and sit with the Islamic brothers and say, look, Maulana sahab, Imam sahab, Qadi sahab, can you teach me the Quran? That's my overtime. All day you've been, you know, banging your head to earn the money of this world. Now get some peace, get some satisfaction. And really, you know, I want you to observe this as well. Those people who are namazi, they will have sabr as well. Those people who spend time in the masjids, they will have sabr, they will have patience. You know, they'll have a way to work out things. These kind of people, what are they going to do? Yeah, they have no sabr at all. Yeah, they have no sabr, they have no patience. And these homes where they live, there's no barakat in the home. Because that person is keeping the house of Allah, you know, ghair abad. Do you think Allah Ta'ala is going to abad his house as well? So think about these kind of things as well. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is where Dawat-e-Islami plays a vital role. Dawat-e-Islami's second name is Masjid Baro Tehreek. Yeah, the organization to fill the masajid is what Dawat-e-Islami is known as. So please take time, spend time, and offer your salah in the masjid as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward us for that as well. We've got a very beautiful daily hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's listen to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? That if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghawth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example, when a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay in such company? The companion's superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madri Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect, never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the question? Just give you a reminder of the question, that when someone from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered from a fever, what food did he use to prescribe? You know, that's the question. The answer, number one, is it sattu? Number two, lassi and dates? Oh, that's good, isn't it? Lassi and dates. Number three, talbina? Or number four, Armenian cucumber and date? And inshallah, at the end of the program, we'll tell you what the correct answer is. So that's something that we can really do bit of a research. But you know what? Have research on your mobile phone. I don't want you to be leaving the channel and going away and not watching me. So inshallah, do bit of your research. If you need to contact anyone, then you can do that as well. You were talking about the masjids, how to clean the masajids, about the manners, the etiquettes of the masjid. And also, we've also learned about the way how we could be keeping our masajids alive, in a sense that how is it to keep the masajids, alhamdulillah, you know, running, and also as well. So how we can spend time in our masajid during the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, many Islamic brothers do itikaf in the masjid, and mashallah is a tariqah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that we heard in the beginning. Now there's masajids, alhamdulillah, beautiful masajids, beautiful wuzu area. You get the laminated floor, you even get underfloor heating as well. Oh my God, everything is there. Seriously, you know, sometimes when you go to the masjid and you read Nawaitu Sunnat al-Itikaf, you just want to lay down in the masjid and have a little bit of a sleep. It's so beautiful. That sleep that you get in the masjid, it's amazing. That's why I keep telling the brothers, come Yara, come on the Madani Kafile and see how, not only to come and see how we sleep in the masjid, but alhamdulillah, the knowledge that we have. Let me just tell you what happens on the Madani Kafile. Maybe Islamic brothers, sisters will be watching and you want to send your children on the Madani Kafila. Alhamdulillah, the age limit is 18 plus. But we do have youth retreats as well. So we're trying to target our younger generation so that they can come and spend time in the masjid as well. But Madani Kafila, what happens? In same with the retreat as well. You wake up for Fajr Salah, you read the Fajr with the Jama'at, you listen to the glorious Quran, and also Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you'll be reading the books and, you know, learning masails. And then, because nowadays you got a good 8-9 hours sleep, so after that you'll have breakfast. You know, after Namaz-e-Ishraq and charge, the blessing of Namaz-e-Ishraq, alhamdulillah, one Hajj and one Umrah. So we see in the masjid, we have, you know, we have Dars-e-Quran, we have the Wazaif, we have the Shajra Sharif, and then as a whole, we'll read offers, we'll say offer Salatul-Ishraq and charge. And then it's time for breakfast, the best part of the day. It's time for breakfast. So we'll all have breakfast together. Now we were in Madani Kafila, and one of the brothers goes, I've never had so much breakfast in my life. Yeah, there's so much people will come and give you breakfast. Someone will bring, you know, toast and eggs and parante and alwa buriyan, all these kind of things. People, alhamdulillah, they have that love for these brothers. And mashallah, they bring that. And then we have our study circles where we learn about fiqh, about salah, about the important masail regarding our deen. Then we'll have a short break just before Zuhr Salah. And after Zuhr Salah, one brother will do the dars in the masjid, whilst others will do infradi koshish on people so that they can sit and listen as well. And then, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have a time where we'll have another study circle where we learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we also have the opportunity to go out into the local area to invite people towards the masjid. We'll have, alhamdulillah, many other things as well. Now all these kind of things are very, very important. And alhamdulillah, that's how we spend our day. After Maghrib Salah, we'll have an ijtima, we'll get food, we'll eat the food. But you'll get plenty of rest, you'll get plenty of time, you'll get tea during the day as well. You know, itna kuch kar labna. Very rare, yeah, very rare. But alhamdulillah, the best thing is you're with the Islamic brothers, you've got that environment, you're always there. And I'll be honest with you, alhamdulillah, I can remember when we went on a Madani Kafila for 12 days to Scotland, and the brothers, they were literally crying. They were crying and hugging one another. Oh, for 12 days, you know, we've been all together. Now we're going to go back home. It was just amazing seeing that, subhanAllah. Now, people are not taking time out for the Kafile as well. Please, take some time out. Travel on the Madani Kafile. Take them with you. Yeah, yeah, you go on the Madani Kafila. I remember when we went on a Madani Kafila, and in one of the Madani Kafilas, there was the father, there was the son, and then the grandson as well. Three generations were on the Madani Kafila. Maza aayi gaya, dada bhi uthe, abba bhi uthe, puttar bhi uthe. Yeah, nowadays it's really hard convincing the son. Granddad has got out of the situation. You know, main kisra jai sakna, main buddha banda. Sahaba ikram, were they not old? They used to be old and they used to go to battles. Yeah? And we need to understand that as Muslims, we need to travel on the Madani Kafilas. Try to get your sons into that mahol. Try to get your nephews, your mashallah, into that mahol. Try to for them to travel on the Madani Kafila. And then you'll see, you know, what barakat and blessings that we have. And now, alhamdulillah, Madani Kafila travel to different parts of Europe as well. Gee, we traveled to different parts of Europe. MashaAllah, we had a Madani Kafila in Italy. We had the Madani Kafila in Spain, in Turkey. And so many brothers that I meet here, yeah, they've never been out of their own home. They've all they do is work home, work home, work home. Just to occasion to the field, to the gym, bus. They've never been away from anywhere. But as Alhamdulillah, for someone who travels in the Madani Kafila, he gets the opportunity to move about as well. Now, some of the manners of the masjid as well. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that in the masjid, to have raw garlic or onions, to eat them and don't go to the masjid is not jais, is not acceptable, because of the smell that will come as well. And also, you know, like mitti ka tel, you know, like that petrol or any other kind of a flammable liquid, because they'll have a smell. Even raw meat, kacha ghost, don't take that into the masjid because of the smell as well. And then also ganda dehni, yani if you got a problem where your mouth smells, yeah, because it's a problem you have. So now again, you need to make sure that you get this organized, you get this fixed. Try to go to and see a doctor and get this problem solved. So inshallah, if you do have that problem where your mouth smells, then you cannot go to the masjid as well. And it's not only going to the masjid, it's also haram to go to the masjid as well. Yeah, so when you go to the masjid, and especially in the month of Ramadan, yeah, in the first row, people are there burping for England, them, you know, and they burp even loud as well. They're singing, and they'll be burping so loud that, you know, I know, we were in a masjid and Hafiz was reading the Taraweeh, and this person burped so loud, he probably forgot where he was reading. Yeah, so we had to tell him a mistake, because if he totally forgot, you know, because he was on that line, it's like, you know, you're in a rocky and you're flying, and then comes in the middle. Yeah, that person, you know, he thought nothing's wrong. But then you laga janab, and then the smell in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala forbid. So if you do have samosa and pakode, number one, don't eat them too much. When you do come to the masjid, make sure your mouth is all fully cleaned. You've done miswak, or if you need to have toothbrush, toothpaste, use that as well. Mouthwash, try to use that as well if needed be. And then come to the masjid. Now, Alhamdulillah, also make sure your clothes are clean. Your clothes are not, you know, smelling as well. Sometimes people who smoke, you can smell the smoke from your clothing. So make sure you don't wear them close to the masjid. Yeah. And also, if you are sweating a lot and your sweat smells, make sure you don't wear them kind of close to the masjid. Especially, you know, Imam Sharif, you know, if you got this problem where you sweat a lot because your head is always covered, make sure that your Imam Sharif is clean as well. If you're wearing a topi, sometimes you see people, yeah, I like gandhi topi. You know, their topi will be smelling and they'll be coming into the masjid. Yeah, but they won't go into a birthday party or a wedding like that. Now, tip top, that's what they used to marne spray. Yeah, but when they go to the masjid, you know, chalo ji koni khair hai, masjid ji jana, and that is bad. Now, especially, you know, why do you get smell in the mouth? Do you know why? Because if you eat something and it gets stuck between the teeth, yeah, make sure you floss your teeth. Yeah, you get the toothpick, make sure you make clean it between the teeth. Because if that stays inside there, that's where the smell starts to come from. And then that smell will come from your mouth and it will disturb the other people as well. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, Ya Bani Adama, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Ay Adam ki aulad, apni zinat lo jab masjid mein jao. So when you go to the masjid, make sure you wear good clothes. You wear good smelling clothes, you wear perfume, you wear itar, and you look beautiful. Just like, you know, we have people when they go to the masjid on the day of Eid. Yeah, mashallah, they'll be wearing beautiful clothes. But one thing I've noticed on the day of Eid, you'll find so much cotton, so much tagha on the floor. Nave kapde janab, yeah, maya lagi hui. But then again, what happens is there'll be so many, you know, cotton and tagha on the floor. So make sure that if it's yours, pick it up
and throw it outside as well. So to wear itr in the masjid is mustahab, is a good thing. So wear itr as well. And also, masjid mein baaton ki badbu. Make sure that when you go to the masjid, you don't talk about useless things. You know, you talk about good things, you talk about things that will benefit you hereafter as well. And especially in the masjid, we need to make sure that we don't sit with those people who talk about politics, who talk about football, who talk about sports, and who talk about the dunya basically. You know, halaki, there is a narration, the scholars, they say, when you are in the masjid, do not sit with these people, yani those people who talk about the dunya, because Allah has nothing to do with them. Can you imagine? Those people who are sat in the masjid talking about politics and sports and all that kind of worldly, you know, things, Allah has nothing to do with them. What a sad state where Allah Ta'ala has nothing to do with you. So basically, your ibadah, your worship, nothing will be accepted as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we do have a beautiful segment where we talk about a department of Dawat Islami. And today we are going to be talking about the department of Khaddamul Masajid, a department in Dawat Islami that takes control of the affairs of building the masjids, running the masjids, decorating the masjids. So it's a whole department that Dawat Islami runs to do with the masjid. So let's watch this package and inshallah we'll come and we'll just wind up our program inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Viewers, do you know that there is also a formula for building a house in paradise? Yes. It is mentioned in the blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever builds a masjid for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will have a house built for him in paradise. Subhanallah. We have built a home in this world. How excellent it would be to build a house in paradise whilst living in this world. How can this made be easy, viewers? There is a department of Dawat Islami called
Khadam al-Masajid wal Mudarisul Madina,
through which mosques are built around the world with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you know how many mosques are built by your Dawat Islami? Approximately 600 mosques are built every single year. Some plots are being bought, some are being constructed, and some are being inaugurated. Alhamdulillah. So far, thousands of masajid have been built by Dawat Islami all over the world. Let us show you some of the highlights.
Brothers, namaz will help you to attain Jannah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you to attain.
If you want to do ongoing charity work for your deceased loved ones, or you want to collect the means of the hereafter for yourself, then contact this department of ours and let's build the house of Allah together, inshallah.
It's all over the world.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, that was the department of Dawat Islami, Khuddamul Masajid. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, it's a very, very active department. Alhamdulillah, you'll be glad to know that Dawat Islami is building an approximate more than 2 masjids every single day in the whole world. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So 2 masjids are built every single day in the world, alhamdulillah, with Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And mashallah, Azza wa Jal, this is the beautiful department. In the UK as well, mashallah, we've got 70 centers that are running in Dawat Islami, masajids and other centers as well. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Many more are in the pipeline. Many more are to be built as well. Many areas we need to go out as well. You know, sometimes people say, oh, well, there's loads of masjids. Why do we need masjids? You know, there are some areas, even in the UK, where people have to travel miles and miles to go to a masjid. You know, like southern England, there's a, you know, because the population of his Muslims are growing, alhamdulillah. And, you know, they're going out of the normal areas. And because of that, they need a local masjid, don't they? They will need a local masjid. And that's why it's very important that we think of them as well. And we try to build a masjid for these people as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. And also, you know, talking about building the masjid as well, we need to make sure that we go to the masjid. I'm not saying there's no point, I'll just change my wording. You know, we give money to the masjids, don't we? We give money to the masjid. We build these masjids. We've got these beautiful chandeliers, beautiful rooftops, beautiful mihrabs and minbar. You can see a lot of money spent in there. But you know, the real beauty of the masjid is the people. If there's no people in the masjid, what are you going to do with that beauty of the masjid? What are you going to do with that beautiful mihrab? Even though it looks beautiful, but there's no one there. You know, there's hardly anyone going to the masjid as well. And then sometimes people will go to the masjid and ma'adallah, we said manners and etiquettes of masjid. Mobile phone, one of the biggest distractions that we have today. Dawat Islam is our prayer app. It's got the silent mode as well. So if you set it up, like for example, if Jamaat for Zuhr is 1 o'clock, you can set up your clock, your alarm on the phone from 12:45 to 1:30 or 1:15 or 1:20. Yeah, so that means that during that time, automatically your phone will be put on silent. And then you'll, even though you haven't put it on silent, it'll put it on silent for you. And then after that time, it'll come back to its normal. That is beautiful. Now, I want you to download the prayer app of Dawat Islami. Just type in prayer app Dawat Islami and you'll get it. You can, it's got that function as well. But sadly, you know, so many times when you go to the masjid, the mobile phone starts to ring. And sometimes it's the tune of a song, it's music in there. You know, Midi al-Sunnah even talks about that many times. Why do you just have a normal ring tone? Why does it have to be a musical tone? And then, you know, the Jamaat is happening and one day what happened was a person, he forgot to put his phone on silent. So the Jamaat was happening, it was like Asr Salah. And obviously in Asr Salah, Imam Sahib is reading a Sirri Namaz where he doesn't do the Tilawat loudly. And his phone went off. Oh my God, when his phone went off, it was a music, it was a song. And the song was there playing. He's there playing about trying to turn it off. And then, you know, it just would not turn off. And once it rang, twice it rang, third time it rang. And, you know, the Imam Sahib was really, really angry. And obviously, you know, he kept it quiet because, you know, if someone's made a mistake and he didn't want him, you know, to shout at him so that he wouldn't come back again. And then funny was what happened was one Islam brother, he was sat in the front row. So this guy, what he does, his mobile phone rang and it was his mates who rang him. And he quickly turned it off, but he didn't turn it off. He accidentally pressed the green button. That means that the phone is on. And it straight away came on mic as well. I don't know how it happened. Yeah. And he's there, hello, hello. And the guy's, you know, obviously he's offering salah. He can't speak to him. And then they started swearing at him as well. You know, he was his friends. Allahu Akbar. You know, I've never seen that guy in the masjid anymore. I've never saw him before, but he was really, really embarrassing. It was embarrassing for the people to listen to it, but it was more embarrassing for other people, for that person that he just left the masjid. So that's why they say, why do you, you know, do such things as well? So alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we're learning a few things regarding manners and etiquettes of the masjid as well. Now I think it's time that we give our answer. We give our answer to the question. And the question today, as we all know, is that when someone from the family of the Prophet ﷺ suffered from a fever, what food did he use to prescribe? You know, what did they used to eat when they had a fever? So this is something that we could learn. And yes, We've got an answer, salams and duas to all your team at Rise and Shine for another beautiful educational program. Jazakallah khaira for that message as well. Allah Ta'ala reward you for watching our programs, mashallah. And definitely they are educational, because what we try to do is we try to teach something. And that benefits me or the whoever's the host, it benefits us. Why? Because for us to teach someone, you've got to learn it yourself, aren't you? So what happens is, we learn ourselves, we do a bit of a research, we go through the books, and alhamdulillah, we learn ourselves as well. So jazakallah khaira for watching our program as well, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Answer for today's question is number 3, Talbina, Umme Abdul from Manchester. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu rahmatullah. I believe the answer is Sattu. Jazakallahu khaira. So what is the answer? Yeah, some of you might be thinking, oh no, what am I right, am I wrong? Yeah, the question or the answer is yes, number 3, Talbina. MashaAllah. Talbina is the answer. Now, if I just go on here and see what Talbina is, I will find out. Yeah, Talbina is like barley flour with other things in it as well. So it's a nutritional one. It's got nuts inside, it's got almonds, pistachio nuts, and it's like like you have oatmeal. Yeah, it's one of them as well. And alhamdulillah, Talbina is a very beautiful thing, and we should try to eat that, especially when we have. So I don't think, maybe, why is not available from the UK nowadays? Everything. So you can buy sugar free. It's got elaichi, pistachio, milky, kulfa, chocolate. So these are all the flavors that you can have here as well. And mashallah, azawajal, yeah, it's brilliant. So alhamdulillah, now we know that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give talbina to his family. Basically, so for example, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, whenever they were ill, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give them talbina. So that's something that we could try in our family. Not try, it'll work definitely. If it's worked for them, no doubt it will work for our family as well. Now we've got one more little promo left package. Let's watch that, and then inshallah we'll come back and we'll wind up the program, because there's a few very important things that I need to mention regarding the manners and etiquettes of the masjid as well. So let's watch this promo. It's only a minute long, but inshallah we'll come back. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we wholeheartedly believe in the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that charity does not decrease one's wealth. And the understanding of this is important. When we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many blessings that we attain. Blessings in terms of what we spend for the hereafter, it's invested in the hereafter, and we are given its reward with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we die. We are also protected from many calamities that we don't see, and many afflictions which may have affected us before we gave that charity. Those afflictions, those calamities are warded off. Dawat-e-Islami is working across the globe through its many departments to support the community of the faithful. Our work is not just for the children, not just for the youth. We are trying to cater for all Muslims, all people from all walks of life. We are trying our best to improve the work in these departments, and this is only possible through your generosity, through your donations, through your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for every good intention and every single penny or pound or dollar that you give to support your Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase success for all of you in both worlds through this act of generosity, through spending in His way to support the work of Islam. May Allah accept our good intentions.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Zakah. Sort code 309773. Account number 436349. 6868. IBAN GB12LOID 309-773-436-349-68. BIC LOID GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we always have this promo of Madani Channel, approximately I think about £40,000 a month that are there. Costs of Madani Channel, maybe that's gone up as well with everything, as you know, everything's gone up as well. But Alhamdulillah, it's your kind donations as well. Just a few manners and etiquettes in the masjid I want to finish off. Do not spit in the masjid, and even says do not break your wuzu. Even if you have to break wind, do not break wind inside the masjid. Go outside the masjid as well. Do not use tissue paper and then throw it in the masjid as well. And then also do not pick your nose. Some people have a habit of picking their nose and they'll be sat in the masjid picking their nose away. So don't do that as well. Don't, when you put your shoes on, don't throw them onto the ground. Put them slowly. Don't try to have that, the sound of shoes falling onto the ground. And also make sure that when you go to the wuzu area, that the slippers on your feet are dry before you walk inside the masjid. Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Thank you for watching Rise and Shine. Take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will